This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I saw this story Carver High gave me about who got screwed in the NCAA brackets. And they listed all the teams that got screwed. It was UNC Greensboro and Indiana. And then TCU. Tennessee got shafted, which looks wonderful, but they have to, didn't you say, play in Columbus if they, they're playing in Columbus, so they got to play Ohio, or who is it, Ohio?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
I guess, is that why they feel shafted? Is that what they're...
They're going into Cincinnati. They think they're shafted, yeah.
Well, I mean, that is, you know, you are a two seed. You're going to have to basically play a seven if they win. You know, for, with their home crowd in front of them, which is
right. Even if they survive
tough.
To the Sweet 16, they might have to go through Villanova, which can shoot threes, and then just for fun, they would face Virginia after that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I mean, honestly, I know that people were pumping up Tennessee all year, but like, what have they ever done, like, to garner any type of respect?
Well,
for
you're, when you're a number two seed, should you have that brutal track?
What's brutal here? I mean, I get the Cincinnati part that you'd have to play them in Ohio, but it's not like Tennessee is on the other side of the country. They should have some fans there. This is not the same Villanova team. I admit that that would be tough if they had to play in the Sweet 16. Virginia loses every single year in a tournament. Virginia never does anything.
Right.
So, I mean, so you're telling me you would have rather been in Duke's bracket? Or North Carolina's bracket?
I really don't think that anyone in that group in Columbia or San Jose in the South region can beat Virginia, including any of them.
I think that that whole entire region is going to be a mess. Absolutely.
It might be a mess, but Gardner-Webb's not beating them. Even though they lost to Baltimore County last year, they're not doing that again, I don't believe for one second. I don't think Ole Miss or Oklahoma can beat them. In fact, neither one of them, you could say, could barely deserve to be in the tournament. Wisconsin and Oregon, I think they're, you know, good. They're
I think
not,
Oregon can beat them.
They're good, but I don't think they're good enough to beat that Virginia team. That Virginia team does two things well. They shoot threes, and they play defense better than any team in that whole region.
Well, teams that live and die on shooting threes,
that's a problem.
They can die fast. So.
Okay, so, Mavi, do you believe that Virginia will not get through the South? And you know, even in... Let's say the first couple games. I mean, I think those games are a joke for them. They're too good.
I think that they're going to lose in that second weekend, I think. I think Kansas State's got a good chance of upsetting them.
But not the first weekend.
Not the first weekend. They're going to get through the first weekend. It's going to be the second weekend that's treacherous for them. You know, I was believing in them this year. They really had me reeled in for a while there. But now they actually had offense. Now they were deep. Now it wasn't just we're going to shut you down and hope that we scratch out enough points. And then that ACC tournament just made me go back to they're the same team.
They said that North Carolina got shafted, a brutal draw, and Iona in the first round that they'll win. Second round game would be against Utah State or Washington. Both of them have great defense and Washington ball pressure. And then if they win that, it's the second weekend, they would have Kansas in Kansas City.
I have a problem with that. But
how did they get a play at home?
We'll see as a four seed. I can't stand this. And they do this with Kansas every single year. I feel like they're always lined up to play, you know, 30 miles from campus, you know, every year.
Right.
And this year, they're not even a one seed. Usually when they're a one and they're like, well, you know, they're a one. They're a four this year. Now, I don't even think they're going to get there. Because I think that Auburn will take them out if they play them. In
wow.
fact, I wouldn't be shocked if Northeastern beat Kansas coming up this
whoa.
Week. That's how much
whoa,
I'm in
whoa,
on
whoa.
Them.
Where's the sheet of integrity?
So Kansas, forget about them. Now, why is that North Carolina shift? Let's be honest here. Is everybody supposed to have easy roads?
Cakewalk.
Is that how it's supposed to go?
Uh-huh.
I'll admit, Duke has an easy road. But you want to know what? Duke's the number one overall seed in the entire tournament. They should have the easiest road. That's what you get for being the number one overall seed.
There you go. They say Michigan State got screwed. Their draw to the Elite Eight is favorable. They have the weakest number 7, 10, and 15 in the tournament. Bradley or Minnesota, neither one can shoot to save their life. Blah, blah, blah. Even after that, Michigan State is matched up with either LSU or Maryland. And I don't know. I don't see what's so brutal about that at all.
Well, everybody, I guess, has to be given a walk to the Final Four.
It's easy.
If you're Michigan State or Duke or North Carolina or Kansas or any of these teams, you're supposed to walk there, I guess.
Seton Hall finished with an incredible flourish after 3 straight losses to Xavier, St. John's, and Georgetown to fall into trouble. They closed out with home wins over Marquette and Nova. But in the Big East tournament, they proceeded to beat Georgetown with ease. Blah, blah, blah. They ended up with 7 quadrant one wins, 7 quadrant two wins, blah, 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 blah. So what did they get? A number 10 seed. Even worse, they matched up with Wofford. Do you think they'll beat Wofford, your team, Seton Hall? Will they lose to Wofford? Because everybody thinks they're going to lose.
I don't. I think they're going to beat Wofford. I think they have a chance to beat Kentucky in the second game. I don't like their seeding. I think they got screwed. They always get put in the 10 seed, always get matched up against a 2 seed in the second round if they make it. I don't like how the committee's done that to them. Like every time they've been there the last 10 years, but I still think they're going to win. They're hot right now.
Honestly, I don't think that – I looked at it at first, and I'm like, man, they got a 10. You got to look at it a little bit closer here. Honestly, 7, 8, 9, 10, there's not much difference here. There really isn't. You're playing the same type of team out of those 4 seeds, and no matter what, if you win your game, you're playing either a 1 or a 2. So no matter what, you're going to face a heavy in the second round if you're seeded 7 through 10. Here's an advantage for Seton Hall. Yeah, they're a 10. They're playing a mid-major 7. They should beat Wofford, and I expect that they will. And then they're playing a team that they've already beaten this year. They know they can beat Kentucky. They have done it already. So I think that that's actually
– when was that, Mafia, that you
really
beat Kentucky?
Early, back in November.
They beat them at the Rock or some conference holiday tournament?
No, I think it was in Kentucky, actually, if I'm not mistaken. I have to look that back. But I don't think it was at the Rock.
So just remember, tomorrow night, believe it or not, that first game is at 6:40, so it'll be well over by the time we get on the air. And then we'll be there for the Temple-Belmont game tomorrow night. Those are at True TV. They beat them at the Garden. Seton Hall beat Kentucky at the Garden. 84-83, Seton Hall won that game. And then Wednesday, 6:40, is North Carolina Central and North Dakota State. And then after that one... is St. John's, Arizona State. We'll be here for that one. So basically the nightcap both nights, I would guess, right? Temple, Belmont, and then St. John's, Arizona State. So just so you know, the games start Thursday, obviously, 12:15. I know that Minnesota and Louisville are on CBS for that game. And then after that, they're going to show Bradley, Michigan State. These are on the network. And then at 7 at night, Abilene against Kentucky will be on the network. And then after that, I think they're going to show Seton Hall and Wofford. So that's on Thursday. All the other games, as you know, are on True TV, TNT, or TBS. And then on Friday at noon, 12:15, Iowa and Cincinnati on the network. And then Colgate, Tennessee on the network. And then at 7:10... they're going to show the winner of the play-in game against Duke. Duke will be on CBS at 7:10 on Friday night. And then after that one, UCF and VCU on the network. That'll be a good one late when we're on the air on Friday night. So just so you know, I love that action. That Thursday and Friday, is this not the greatest week of television ever in sports when they start this thing?
It is. Thursday and Friday is what it's all about. I like how they staggered it now. They've put all the games on 4 different networks. You can watch any game that you want. It really is good. If you got a setup where you can get 2, 3, or 4 TVs going, it's even better. So I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch everything. Shane in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
So, Pharrell, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, dude.
Yeah, I was just calling in. I heard what you guys are talking about the seating and I want to say War Eagle, and how do you feel about Tennessee being a 2 and Auburn being a 5? I don't think we were underseeded, but their path, I feel like, is much easier than ours.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. All I know is you beat their ass. That's all that matters. And the reason why they're a number 2 is because at the end of the day, right, they had a better season, right? Overall, even though they beat them in the tournament, they were both going anyway, weren't they? I mean, Auburn was going to get in either way. And I just think that, you know, One team lost, you know, 9 games. The other one lost 5. So
I mean, look at it this way.
I think most people knew Tennessee
would be better.
Just
because you beat them heads up doesn't mean that you deserve to have better seating than them or anything like that. I mean, Tennessee was number one for multiple weeks this year.
Right.
They beat Kentucky twice. They beat Gonzaga. I mean, Tennessee has really good wins. I think they're a joke. I think that they're going to lose early. But they have really good wins
this year. I don't think they're a joke at all. I think they're a good team. But I'll say this. At least Auburn got that big conference tournament trophy in their foyer. You got to put that big trophy in the lobby of the arena. You know what I mean? Like, you love winning trophies, you may, because you're not going to win a trophy at this tournament.
This is what I heard today. I forget who said it. It was somewhere on Twitter.
Right.
I saw somebody say it. Whenever you start trusting Auburn, right when they get look like they're good enough that you start trusting them, that's when they show you why you don't trust them anymore.
Have you watched this guy, this coach, lose his mind, Pearl? Did you see me tweet that yesterday?
No, I did not.
I tweeted out yesterday when I was watching that game that he was 3 minutes into the game, his guard got his second foul, and he literally took his coat off and started having a conniption. I mean, this guy was turning green. He was so mad. Purple wasn't the color. It was literally death green. He was literally purple and green, a combo meal. Remember when you used to mix the colors when you were a kid and you'd yell to your mommy, look, it's purple. You'd use, like, yellow and orange, and it turned into purple or something. His face, I've never seen it. That guy, is he not clearly going to drop dead on a basketball court? He's going to have an aneurysm and drop dead on the court, isn't he? Have you ever seen anyone get as worked up as him? Even Bob Knight.
Yeah, he's definitely up there in that category.
He's number one. Who gets crazier than him? I mean, that guy is an absolute conniption waiting to happen. Eli in Milwaukee.
Scotty, what's up?
Shigadoo.
Can I get a shot of beer?
Shot of beer, and another shot of beer, pew.
All right, Scotty, what do you think about my Marquette Golden Eagles? How many games do you think they could win in this tournament?
Well, I'm pretty sure, I think they'll beat Murray State, but I think that'll be a hell of a game. I think I'm leaning on middling that one and, you know, Marquette to win and Murray to cover the number. So I think Marquette's a good team. They can score. They got their big-time score. But bottom line is this. They're very beatable. I mean, they're beatable. You know what I mean? They're a team that could lose at any point. I just don't have any full confidence in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like Murray State to beat Marquette in the first
game. I mean, a lot of people are picking Murray State to
win. Line's 4.5.
I mean,
it's a small line right now.
I mean, there's a chance they could beat them. Ja Morant's a tough player. I tend to think Marquette played in a lot of big games this year, and that goes a long way with me. Mike in Chicago.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, man, I got North Carolina going to take the whole thing, man. You know, that's my pick. You know,
I like them. I like them a lot. In fact, I got to be honest with you. I got my Michael Jordan light blue heel. I've had them for 3 years. I've never worn them once, only in the house. Won't wear them outside. That's like a death sentence if you wear them outside. So I may have to bust those out because I agree with you. If I were to guess tonight who I would say is going to win the national championship, my guess is North Carolina. I'm with you. I like that team. I think they're badass.
Yeah, I think they could have beat Duke, man.
Well, they did beat him twice without Zion, and then they lost to him by one. And, in fact, I thought, Mike, that the last possession in that game with 10 seconds left and that shot by White was just a bad three, falling backwards. He still almost made it, and they had the offensive board. They could have won that game. I thought the last possession was poorly handled. But they could have just as easily won that game as lost that game. I'm with you, bro. I like the heels. But I know everybody else thinks Duke's going to win it, and you might as well not even play the games because of, you know, Duke and Zion TV. Everybody's on Duke everywhere. I hope they lose.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.